Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chavtes Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new simon today, Simon Tof Mem Ches, which deals with the halachos of Chometz She'over Lovasa Pesach. Now, we've dealt with this already quite a bit. The rabbis instituted a knas, we've learned previously, that if a person has in his possession something that is an Issur Daraisa, and he's over by Yeroa by Yemotzi on Pesach, so the rabbis made a knas that this person shouldn't be encouraged to do this, and he should be punished if he does this, and they made an Issur on his items of chametz after Pesach. Not only can you not eat them, but you're not allowed to get any hanor from them. This is the Issur of chametz she'over lovasa Pesach. And the Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph, and he tells us, chametz shel eino Yehudi she'over lovasa Pesach mutter afilu b'achila. This knas that the rabbis instituted for chametz that went through Pesach, and now after Pesach it's also, it was only if a Jewish person owned that chametz on Pesach. But if a non-Jewish person owned chametz, he's allowed to own chametz on Pesach. It's not a problem at all. And you're allowed to purchase anything from the non-Jewish person's chametz that was available for the non-Jewish person on Pesach, owned by the non-Jewish person on Pesach. There is no such knas. The rabbi said it's heter gomer. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot and Aleph, Hainu, this would be true, imhu batzek, a dough that he never actually baked, or afilu pas, or even if he baked it into bread, b'mokum shenogim het b'pash lakim, in a place where they ate the bread of a non-Jewish person. Now, we're not talking here about treifus, we're not talking about that it wasn't under hashkocha, under supervision, it's kosher bread, but there are those people that are machmir to only eat pas Yisrael. They will not eat bread of a non-Jewish person. And Dear Shu, footnote number one brings down over here that we're talking over here, kavanas lo shelo asur achilas pas nochri, that they didn't asur the eating of bread that was baked by a non-Jewish person. This is different than the bread that's baked by a company, pas palter, which there's a little bit more of a heter for. But in a situation where the non-Jewish person baked it, and in a place where they ate the bread of a non-Jewish person, so then you can even have his bread that was baked. Again, there's no kashrus concern over here. We're talking purely from the chametz concern. In a place where they ate the bread that was kosher, that was baked by a non-Jewish person, so even though it was chametz during Pesach, you're allowed to eat this. Certainly, if you had anything to do with the baking, to turn it into it no longer being the bread of that was baked by a non-Jewish person, but you assisted in some way, so then there is no concern over here of pas shel akum, and then certainly, since it's owned by the akum, you're allowed to go and eat this chametz, that is chametz that was overall of as a pesach, but it was owned by the akum. The Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us the same halacha applies v'hu din shel hefker. If a person was mafker something, and it truly was hefker, the kivin shelo nasa isu b'shiyoso, since it isn't in your possession, you truly made it hefker over here. Lo itilu chachamim israel achiloso. The rabbis didn't institute over here any knas as well. And therefore, v'al kein, ger shemeis korim pesach. If a non-Jewish person who converted, a ger, he has no family, he has no children, he has no inheritors, and he dies before Pesach, v'hiniach chometz, and left chometz over. So it's not owned by anybody during Pesach. It's truly hefker because he has no inheritors and he is dead. So therefore, after Pesach, kol hakodem v'zochavu achar Pesach mutu lo hechometz af biachila, that this chometz after Pesach becomes now owned by the Jewish person, so was truly ownerless during Pesach, there is no knas over here as well. The issue footnote number three brings down the odem shemafker is chemso v'daito lachzor v'lizko bolecha Pesach. The person makes his stuff hefker, his chometz hefker, but he intends to go and get it acquired back afterwards, so we already learned in Simen Tov Mem Hei that in regards to beer chometz, that's not called the hefker gomer, kos man shelo zochavu odem. Nobody else really acquired it, so that's not called being mafkin if he's intending to take it back himself after Pesach. But the issue footnote number four points out, if a person was onus, it was against his will, against his desire, he wasn't able to be mafkir or to be mavatalus chametz and burn it before Pesach, so even though he's not over by Yeroa by Yemotzi because he was an onus, nevertheless, we're going to learn in Sifkot and Tes, mikol mokom konsua chacham. The rabbis did make a knas in this situation. Likewise, v'chein ha-mafkir eschem so ushet bitlo, elo she'ishiro b'rishuso. If a person's mafkir something, he's mavatal it, but he leaves it in his possession. So we're also going to learn in Sifkot and Chofhei, shalamro, shalovar by Yeroa. Since you're technically not over by Yeroa by Yematzah, you might have thought that this din of Chomet Shavah L'Sepesach wouldn't apply. Nevertheless, it does apply over here, and it's also to eat it or even get Hanah from it after Pesach. Because the concern is people will do this on purpose and say that they're leaving it, they intended to be mafkirit, but they really weren't. And in fact, if a person really was mafkiris chametz, but he was an onus, he was unable to go and burn it, and he had actually checked his house and didn't find any chametz over there, so then the bir halacha, he brings down, shein latir el bahana. Then we don't let you eat it, but it's not also bahana. And this is only in a situation where there's a hefsid merubah. There's your footnote number 5, goes through a whole discussion about a gabei tzedakah that has the chametz in his possession. He was supposed to get rid of it before Pesach, and he didn't do so. So what's the din with his chametz? Would the rabbis kansa him here as well? So in the Chelkas Yoav, he brings down that there is no knas over here, because the gabayim aren't over by Rabbi Motzei, and they don't really have a chrayis on it, and therefore, unless they're giving it to specific anim, so it specifically then belongs to that ani, so to say, there is no din of by Rabbi Motzei, by the Ani or by the Gabai, and therefore there's no Knas. However, the Rosh disagrees, and he writes, Shaf Mishenu Chayev El Bachrayis Pshia over Abayirah. Since he's responsible for it, if he was negligent, he would be Chayev for it, so therefore he's over Abayirah by Yamatze. And Rav Tziv Pesach Frank Zatzal brings down, Gabai Tztaka is over on Abayirah by Yamatze, because he's Chayev and Achrayis of Pshia, and therefore, El Shein Chayev Midei Adam, he wouldn't be Chayev be the Adam, because the money has nobody coming for it, because anybody that comes for it can say, no, I wasn't going to give it to this Ani, I was going to give it to that Ani. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, Sha'af L'chatchila, we have to be concerned about the opinion of the Rosh, and therefore, the Gabbai Tzedakah should sell the Chometz before Pesach, but if he didn't, it's Mutar Li'ochlo after Pesach. The issue footnote number 6 brings down what happens if the ger dies during Pesach, and if he wasn't Mavatal his Chometz, if he didn't sell his Chometz, so then it's a problem of Chometz Sh'avol Vesa Pesach. There are a lot more details about this din Ayin Shom in Dershu footnote number 6. Back now to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Yisrael sheyesh lo shutvis im anochri b'chametz. If a Jew and a non-Jewish person are partners and they own chametz together, v'arvel lev Pesach, and they didn't sell, the Jewish person didn't sell his chametz on Pesach, and so now he owns part of this chametz. V'cholak atzmo im anochri achar Pesach, and then they divide up their product after Pesach, and the Jew takes 50% of the chametz, and the non-Jewish person takes 50% of the chametz. So, chelko shenochri achar Pesach mut b'hanoah, that 50% that the guy took is permissible b'hanoah, because we say breira over here, this is a din the rabbanon. I mean a yesh breira, and therefore retroactively say that's the 50% that was owned by the non-Jewish person during Pesach, which is mutar b'hanoah after Pesach. The huvra adavar lemafreya shushalakim, and it's retroactively clear that that was the 50% that belonged to him. The issue footnote number 7, however, brings down that before the chalukah we don't say this, and he brings down for the Maram Shik, Shemishum Shekol Chelik B'Chelik Shechametz Shach Yam Lisov Gan Nochri. Before it's broken down, and he takes 50%, and he takes 50%, so then the entire 100% is not allowed to be gotten any hanofim, because every piece has some status of it belonging to the Jew. Then he brings down a very interesting discussion in Dershu footnote number 7 regarding stocks. He brings down various poskim who say that stocks that are owning chametz, so then ideally when a person sells his chametz, he should also sell his rights in those stocks, because technically, even though he doesn't really have any real ability to influence that, he's technically an owner of chametz on Pesach, so ideally you should include in your sale of chametz, any chametz that you own, you should include your stocks as well. Dershu footnote number 8 brings down only in regards to being able to use this chametz after Pesach and get hanah from it is okay, but not to eat it. And he brings this down from the Chok Yaakov, and explained by the Makor Chaim that Isser achilas chametz shavu la Pesach asur rabbanon ki isser Torah. The reason why you can't eat it is because they gave it additional stringencies over here, like it was a din Torah, and therefore breira doesn't apply to an Issa Daraisa, and therefore they gave it that's such strength over here, that's why you can't eat this after Pesach, even though you'll have to get hanah from the share that's owned by the Akum. He questions if this is really so or not. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. Then he brings down in the Mishnah Berurah of Ayin Makor Chayim Dimitzadeh, the Makor Chayim that we just spoke about, also says as follows, Davko Kishachomitz Omer Beveis Nochri. That's only that you're allowed to get hanah from it when it's in the Beis Nochri, when it's in the Nochri's house. However, Vimom Beveis Yisrael, then if it's in the Jewish person's house, Tayyib Plukta, this is Tali in the Machlokas that we had previously, and Ayin Shom, look over there. In the issue footnote number 9, he tells us that it's totally in over here whether we say that chametz of a nachri in the house of a Yisrael, and the Yisrael has a chrayis on it, if the Yisrael were to be considered an owner of it in that situation or not. Ayin Shom in the issue footnote 9 for this machlokas. Ultimately, the Mishnah Berurah paskins ve'eshel b'dezeh afilu b'achila mutter ayin Shom. The Mishnah Berurah says that in this situation, not only is it mutter b'hanah, but it would even be mutter b'achila. The chelko she Yisrael also b'hanah, but that's only the chelik of the non-Jewish person. The chelik of the Yid, of course, would of course be also b'hanah, and certainly you can't eat it. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Dalet brings this down in the name of the Chok Yaakov and the Makor Chaim, the Graz and the Mogen Eleth, not like the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh. What's the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh? So you can see in Dershu footnote number 10, he brings down Shekivan Shechomi Shavala Pesach Inu Israel Midrabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan over here. You can have the paradox somewhat of saying that the chelik that the guy has retroactively we say is brayer and it belongs to the guy. But we can also say that the chelik that belongs to you, we don't apply brayer to, and technically that may be the guy's. And therefore the Shagasai has this interesting paradox that says that you'd be allowed to get hanor even from the yid. However, that's not the psak of the majority of the poskim. The Chofetz Chaim adds over here, the Maya Rubo Shalakim, if it was not a 50-50 split, it was 80-20 or 90-10 or some larger amount belonged to the Akum, so then he says, then it could be considered to be Batal Baruba. And he says, look in the Chemed Moshe, which if you look in Dirshu footnote number 11, he brings down, Sheyachal Yisrael Likach Ma'at Nechokol Varo, the Yid can take off a little bit and burn it, and then we can assume that the rest belongs to the Goy, and it's Batal Barubo, and therefore it would be not considered Chomish Oval as a Pesach. He said, this is not a problem of Ein Mevatlin Isselach, because the Issa and the Heter over here are all Ma'uruv over here already. And you're not doing anything over here to actually go and be Mevatel the Issa. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself in the Shaar HaTzion concludes it's not sure that this is the case, and he tells you to look further, and these details are presented in Dirshu footnote number 12, Ayin Sham. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'hu adin the same halacha applies if there are two yidden that are partners. Shnei Yisraelim sheyesh lahem shutvus u'machar echad mehem chelkel yakum. One person sold his share to a non-Jewish person, and the other yid did not. So mutra chelik shenof ali also Yisrael shemoch lechelko. So the portion that belonged to the yid that sold it to the guy after Pesach, he gets it back. So that portion is not also b'hanoah v'chelik shesul also, but the chelik that belonged to the yid over Pesach, there the rabbis were kansa, and therefore that is also." That's Chomich Oval of Pesach. It's also even in Hanah. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "In Eino Yehudi Mevi Li Yisrael Dorin Chometz B'yom Achon Shel Pesach." If a non-Jewish person brings you a present of Chometz on the last day of Pesach, and the Bar Gol on the side it says the same halach would apply even on the first day of Pesach, but the bigger chiddush over here is on the last day when it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan, and nevertheless the same halach applies, and certainly it applies to the first days of Pesach as well. So the non-Jewish person brings you a present of chametz on the last day of Pesach. So the Mechaber says lo yikablenu Yisrael, the yid is not allowed to go and take it over here. And likewise, v'gam lo yei nikar mitoch ma'aseh shechovitz bo, and you should not even indicate in any way that you really would like this chametz. What's the best eitzah? The Tov, the Mechaber says, Shiyomai, you should tell the non-Jewish person, She'ena rotsa shiikna lo rishuso. You don't want to acquire this. If he leaves it in your house, you don't want to acquire it, this piece of chametz. Even though you might want to acquire it, but you should indicate and actually state you do not want to acquire it. That's the best eitzah that the Mechaber brings down. Now let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah. We go to Sivkot and Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah writes that even on the last day of Pesach, which is a din d'rabbanon, this halacha applies, and you can't accept it from the non-Jewish person. And certainly, because you came to Pesach Gufa and the rest of Pesach, obviously this thing would apply when it's an Issa D'Oraisa to own chametz. Sivkot and Dalid, so what should you do, the Mishnah Berurah says? You shouldn't accept it, Mishum Bayira, because if you were to accept it, then you're over Bayira Bayimotze. And in Kiblo, and if you did accept it, also by Noel, Leach HaPesach, then all of the full force of this Din D'Rabbanan of Chomech Avalas HaPesach would apply to you in this situation. The Chofetz Chaim brings down in Ozvav in the Shaar HaTzion that this is the din of the Magen Avraham and other Achronim. However, he says, Ah, the Yontav Achron, who the Rabbanan. This applies even on Yontav Achron. How come? Lo Polug Rabbanan bein Shvi L'Shmini b'chol Mile. They don't make any distinction over here, because technically you could argue that it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and we already spoken out that Isurim D'Rabbanan of Chometz on Pesach, the rabbis didn't institute the Knas. That's what we spent a little bit of time in the last few Shiurim discussing. Nevertheless, over here, they made a low plug. The issue footnote number 13 has a number of interesting situations over here. What about a yid in Chutz Loretz versus chametz in Eretz Yisrael, vice versa, or you and your chametz are in one place and the rabbi rebuys it back from you in the other place, and all of these situations, interesting discussions can be seen in the issue footnote number 13. If we have time at the end of the shiur, I'll try to go back to it, but otherwise it's kedai to look at the issue footnote number 13. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Hay, and he says, you should make it clear over here that you don't want the item, the im yehei nikar shechofetz bo, because if it's recognizable that you do want the item, for example, you tell the non-Jewish person who brings over the challah to you, kigon shomelo, hanach b'mokum tznua ploni b'chatziri, go and put it over there in the corner where nobody will see it and nobody will take it and the animals can't reach it, so then, chatzer okonelo, then his chatzer actually acquires it for you. The Chofetz Chaim says in the Shaar HaTzion, O Zion, but if you tell the guy, thank you very much, I look forward to having it maybe after Pesach, but for now, you keep it in your house and I'll come and get it after Pesach, that is allowed. Even though you told the non-Jewish person, wow, I'd really like to have the challah after Pesach, less lon ba. There is no problem over here because you never acquired it. Dahalo kiblo biyado lisko. So you didn't take it into your hand to accept it and to acquire ownership of it. And you didn't leave it in your yard. So your yard should acquire ownership for you. And this is brought down in the Hagos by Monios, and the Beis Yosef brings this down, and that is the halacha according to the Shaar HaTzion, the Chafetz Chaim. The issue footnote number 14 has a whole interesting sidebar over here, and he says, can you acquire chametz on Pesach? After all, the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Mem Hey, Almud Aleph, tells us, she'ein kinyan be'isuri hanah. A person can't make a kinyan on something that is also in hanah. And therefore, one would have thought that chametz, which is also b'hanah on Pesach, you can't acquire. So how does a person go and acquire chametz on Pesach? So nevertheless, chametz is the exception to the rule over here. Why is that so? Because the Torah tells us over here that while normally you can't acquire a dover osur that's also b'hanah, here the Torah tells us that it becomes as if it's in your rishus to be over by your or by your matzah, and therefore you acquire it as well. And therefore, aloch lemaisa, if somebody sees a piece of chametz in the street and he picks it up from, and it was hefker, so then when you pick it up, you technically acquire it, therefore don't pick up chametz on Pesach that you find. The Shelus Tshuva's Oneg Yontif brings down another reason over here in the name of the Ran, and he says, how do you acquire chametz on Pesach? So he says, shkivan shekodem shekino mutlo liyoch liyacha Pesach. This item isn't osur forever. After Pesach, it would be perfectly mutter. For example, if it was owned by a guy right now, it's perfectly mutter if you'd eat it after Pesach. Therefore, im kein, yesh lo shivui. It has some value. It's not osur b'hanah and worthless. And therefore, it's not considered an isuri hanah on Pesach, technically, that you can't acquire it. Of course, if you acquire it, then it's also b'hanah, and then you're over by yiroah, by yimotzeh. Another interesting explanation from the Oneg Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, av l'meinu nikor. It's not recognizable that you want the item. Af sha'akum mashiru la'adorim b'soch beis oshari. Even though the akum puts the bread down on your porch, and he says, have a great day, and you didn't do anything to indicate that you wanted it there, so nevertheless, the mistama yisuru lo nichale v'chatzira enakonu lo b'alkar. And therefore, in this situation, since you didn't demonstrate that you wanted it, and you obviously don't want to do an iser, so then we don't say that your chutz requires it against your will. And therefore, even if this was on the first day of Yontif, when if you theoretically acquired it, be an iser daraisa, nami shari. Nevertheless, since you didn't indicate that you wanted it, you don't want your chutz to acquire it for you, therefore it doesn't acquire it for you, and it's not chomish avalos of Pesach. After Pesach, it would be mutu b'hanah. But that's when you said nothing. Preferably, the Mechaber said, v'tov, it's preferable that you should say, I specifically do not want it. What does that mean? The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot and Vav, hainu, after mitzad din afilu b'stomen amishori, as we just pointed out, even if you don't say anything, you obviously don't want an issur done for you, and you don't acquire it, nevertheless, it's preferable, mikom makom, l'rav chod milsa, it's better for you, and you should specifically state, yom ha-befeir, sheinu rotze, v'chule, that I do not want to acquire this chametz on Pesach. Why should you specifically state this? So Divshu footnote number 16 brings down the Chok Yaakov, who says, Mishum Shim Lo Yomar Kain, V'yikachenu Achar Pesach, because if you don't say anything, and then you do take it after Pesach, we have to be concerned, Yeish Lochush Shokhiach Sofa Tchiloso. The end result that you did acquire it shows that you really wanted to acquire it earlier on, and then maybe you would be over by Rabbi Yimotzi. So therefore, it's better to specifically state, I hereby declare I do not want to acquire this. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Uba ofan ze, in this manner, afilu imaralo mokum lanichu shari, even if you tell him, I do not want to acquire this, you put it over there, down on my porch, that's okay, but I don't want to acquire this. That would be acceptable as well. However, the issue footnote number 17 points out, if this was a pikadon as opposed to a gift, then you wouldn't be allowed to do this. L'chatchila eino rashai klal l'kablo, you shouldn't accept it. Even if you're not accepting any achrayis on it, and even if you're doing it for free, you shouldn't accept the pikadon from the non-Jewish person that's chametz. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, V'sorach lizor, luch vosolov kli adu erev. When you do take this chametz into your house, even though you say you don't want it, and you declare, and which we just said, you can put it on your porch, but you should put a kli over it if it's on Shabbos or Yontif, imu Shabbos or Yontif, because you may come to forget yourself and eat it. Afilu Yontif Achron, and this is even the last day of Yontif, unless it's very, very close to the very end of Pesach. Elam ken yivio, b'yom tov Achron, somach hashecha, which is defined in the issue footnote number 18, sometime after Mincha. In such a short period of time, in lochos shemu yishkach v'yochlenu, that you may forget yourself and eat it. V'muchol ha-moed, on chol ha-moed, if he brings it over, tzorech lasos v'lofonu mechitza gvar sarat v'achim, you should make a real mechitza, as we've spoken out previously. In the issue footnote number 19, the Chazunish says, if you didn't make a mechitza, then it's not going to be still considered chomit shavala as a Pesach, but ideally you should make a mechitza, as we've already learned, k'moshin esbor le'el, simen tov mem. And we've already learned these dinim of baking a mechitza on chol ha-moed in simen tov mem. With that, we conclude today's shir.